Now for some news items. There are some lucky winners locally of the postcode lottery. Not so lucky is the owner of Thorpe Island, who has given up his fight with the planners and sold the island at a loss. First, however, the planners turned down an application to build a waste processing plant in Western Longville near the Wensum.
Yes, councillors have thrown out a bid to build a waste processing power plant just metres from the River Wensum. The scheme would have seen the disused SPC Atlas Works warehouse site on Norwich Road, Western Longville near Lenwade, converted to a plant producing refuse-derived fuel with an annual throughput of 150 tonnes. Norfolk County Council's Planning Committee considered the application at a meeting at County Hall in Norwich, but it was refused by 9 votes to 6. Councillor Brian Long put forward the motion to refuse based on potential impact on the Wensum and an ancient Saxon burial grove in the grounds of a nearby property called The Warren.
Four Norwich residents are celebrating thanks to their postcode, which helped them scoop a share of £180,000. The Creance Road neighbours won the People's Postcode Lottery Street Prize on Sunday. Roger Barron, who plays with two tickets, couldn't believe it when the team from the lottery showed up to present him with his cheque for £60,000. Peter Longman was equally shocked when he realised he had won the same £60,000 by playing with two tickets. Another winner was Anne-Marie Pound, who was thrilled with her £30,000 win. And the final winner was Margaret Shergold, who also scooped £30,000. A minimum of 30% of ticket sales goes directly to charities, and players are people's postcode lottery have raised more than £182 million to date for good causes across Great Britain and internationally.
In these days of soaring house prices, you'd be lucky to get a two-up, two-down terrace for £200,000. But one mystery buyer has got some serious value for money after spending that sum on an island. 7.5 acres of land on Thorpe Island, located on a beautiful stretch of the River Yare near Norwich, was recently valued at around £2 million, but has been sold for just 10% of that price. The former owner, Roger Wood, said he had no choice but to sell it on Friday. The 74-year-old said Jenner's Basin on Thorpe Island had been valued at close to £2 million last summer, but he said a decade-long legal battle with the Broads Authority over the site had left him owing thousands of pounds. Mr. Wood, a former tugboat captain, has always argued that he could legally moor boats on the basin, but the case has been before two planning inspectors and a High Court judge who have all deemed the development unlawful. Now, with no money left and £13,200 owed to the authority in court fees, the former tugboat captain said he had no choice but to sell. Mr. Wood said he bought Jenner's Basin for £460,000 in 2007 with an aim to make money from the berthing fees. He argued he had historic consent to rent out moorings, as the site's previous owner had permission for a marina.
A market stall designed to give disadvantaged adults a chance to improve their lives has opened following a £21,000 crowdfunding bid supported by the public. Social Enterprise, LEAP, and their trading arm, The Feed, are behind the project. They aim to offer the chance for vulnerable or socially excluded people to gain skills, build their confidence, and ultimately get a job, all through teaching them catering skills. Founder and director Barry Allard said the stall, which would be offering sandwiches made from local ingredients and sausage rolls and coffee, amongst other things, would give the social enterprise a boost. "It gives us a real public face," Mr. Allard said. "We've been trading as a catering company for 3 years, but this gives us a presence and it gives clients the opportunity to meet customers." Cutting the ribbon at the ceremony on Wednesday morning, Lord Mayor Marion Maxwell encouraged all to support the stall. Last year, LEAP worked with 179 adults, many of whom faced homelessness, suffered with mental health, and battled with drug and alcohol addictions. Of those people, Mr. Allard said 60 had now found employment.
A community-based sustainable farming project for Norwich has found a new home after a search lasting almost a year. Norwich Farmshare had been operating from the Postwick Park and Ride since it was set up in 2010, but 5 years later, the landowner served it notice as he wanted to reclaim it. The group undertook a £10,000 feasibility study to locate a new site and had narrowed down its search to five options spread around the city. Now it has announced, following discussions with Norwich City Council, that its new home will be at the Valpy Avenue allotment site, with around 1 acre set aside. The area totals around an acre spread across various plots with several sheds and fruit bushes already in situ, project organisers said in an update to members. The council are keen to have us on the site, they said, as many of the plots have been vacant for some time.